is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 65. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Come on, yo, now just roll to the front. What it is to all of my dance teachers out there. Shout out to everybody that's been on this journey with me in podcast land. Thank you so much for listening. I want to give a shout out to my teachers in the UK. Shout out to my teachers in France. Shout out to my teachers in Kenya. I am seeing so many downloads, and thank you so much for that. Thank you for sharing the podcast. Hope it is beneficial for you. And you can get this podcast on Podomatic.com. As well as iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio, if you have an Android device, iTunes, if you are on that iPhone. Speaking of, it's about Christmas time, and everybody in my family is asking for the iPhone 7. And so we got to try to get that done before Christmas. It is a countdown. Hope y'all are doing, speaking of Christmas, hope you are using the Santa Shuffle. In your classes, we're actually going to do it tonight. We're having a little get-together, a little pizza party, and it's a bring-a-friend pizza party. So we did a little deal where if you come by yourself, and this is just for our existing students, come by yourself, it's $5 to get in, and if you bring a friend, admission is free. So this is also so a promotional and marketing tactic that we're doing. And tonight we are going to just have some pizza, have a little dance party. I'm gonna DJ, spinning all the tunes, as well as I'm gonna teach a dance to the Santa Shuffle. So again, if you haven't seen that or taught that to your students yet, definitely a fun one. Check it out on my YouTube channel. YouTube channel is Christopher Tyler. If you have problems finding it, holler at me and I'll shoot you an email. My email is chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com. And the website, I forgot to say that, is www.mrchrishiphopdance.com. All right, so welcome to this podcast. Now, the title of this podcast is The Top 5 Poppers and What We Learn From Them. Top 5 poppers, top 5, and what we learn from each one of them. Each one of these poppers that I'm going to talk about has a certain style, a certain swag, a certain flavor that they use. And I'm going to talk about how we as teachers can watch these videos and take just one thing from them. Because, you know, I mean, let's be honest. Popping and animation and waving and isolation, that is a lifetime of training, right? So you're not just going to watch a video and then learn it and then be able to teach your students. But you can take one step. You can do one move. And if you do that every week, you know what I mean? You are one more move in your dance vocabulary of hip hop, one more thing that your students can do in their freestyle circle, and they continue to build on that. So the inspiration for this podcast came from the Dance On Network actually released a video about the top 5 poppers. And so when I watched it, I looked at them, and at first I was, you know, the first time I watched it, I did like, you know, most of us do, and I'm like, wow! And I just enjoyed the technique of it. And the beauty of dance. And then I was thinking about it and I was like, oh, this is great information to start teaching my kids, because I realized probably about a month ago, I was having a class with my teen senior students, and we were working on popping drills, and they both reminded me how old they were when we started popping. I was like, man, y'all were little. Like, we were doing b-boy, b-girl moves, popping and waving when they were minis. And so now we have a whole new set of minis, whole new generation. And I have to be honest. I'm just going to be transparent, be honest with you. For the most part, I haven't drilled them on popping the way I did the older students. Not that I don't do it. Pretty much everything that I share with you on the podcast is what we're doing in class. But I think I was like 3 or 4 times crazier than that when my now seniors and my teens were younger. Like, it was like all day, every day, popping, waving, right? And that's most of them now, you know, when they get a popping routine or waving or something like that, they just light up because they're like, this is what we were born on. With the younger generation, I try to mix it up. Because you know how it is, sometime along the way, in any style, you know, ballet, jazz, anything you're doing technique, whether it's across the floor, leaps and turns, whether it's stretching, it's not always the, you know, the hype, live, buck, crazy class that you get. Sometimes it's just a simple big combo. Like, we talked about that in the podcast too, doing big moves and having fun with it. So I was like, I need to get more into popping and waving with them. And so what I started doing was basically just start making a big deal out of it. And every combo now that I do, it has to have some form of popping, waving, tutting, animation, technique in there. It's not the whole routine, but I, you know, like last week, I had one count of 8. That was it. This week I'm gonna have 2, and I just keep building on it like that. And so, top 5 poppers. We're gonna talk about them today in this podcast, and I hope you enjoy it. Get your Evernote out, because I want you to write these names down. These are also, you know, like when I was growing up, there were certain poppers and dancers that, you know, we didn't have the YouTube heavy media. So when you seen the movie like Breakin' or Beat Street, you knew who Boogaloo Shrimp and Turbo was, and Ozone, and New York City Breakers and Rock Steady Crew. You knew all these crews, and they were everything to you. Like, even growing up in Cincinnati, Ohio, we had groups that we would battle, and we knew them by name. Like, you know what I mean? Surf Shop, Mr. Fresh, you know what I mean? Zeus, the Skywalkers, Ticketron. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, and each one of those names represented a style that they did, and you had mad respect for them. So I have 5 people right now. If you don't know of them, I want you to, you know, I'm gonna put links in there. I want you to do your research, start watching videos on them, start seeing how, and it's a mixture, older dancers and younger. All right, so top 5 poppers, what we learned from. Here we go. Number 1 on the list is Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins. And the move that I'm going to highlight that she has is a move called Struts. Struts. Now, in Cincinnati growing up, this is what we called it. Now, you know, some moves may have different names, but for me, a strut was when you were popping and isolating your muscles, but also you were like swinging your heels out. So your toes stay planted in the ground and your heels are going out and you're popping like ta-doom, ta-doom. And on this video, I'm going to say at the 42-second mark, she started walking backwards and she was strutting her heels out. Wow, wow, boom, doo, doo, god, doom, doom. Right? So that's a move right there. Struts is definitely a move that is teachable, right? First thing you want to do, though, you want to make sure you go through just one whole song of squeezing your muscles, right? And here's one. There's an artist. His name is Fingers with Z's on the end. Fingers. And Kida did a lot of his music on So You Think You Can Dance Next Generation, but he has one that I've been using lately called I Can Make You Feel Where This Funk Came From. The length of that whole song, we'll just squeeze our muscles, you know what I mean? We'll hold our arms out in front, to the side, up over our head. But then, after you do that drill, you want to start doing it with the heels. You can even add the heels, the strutting heels, into the drills. So that when you get ready to put it in choreography, you know what I mean, they'll be used to it. But, oh, I got you. This is called struts. So that's number 1, Mary Poppins. I've also posted some things. There's a sick routine of her and 2 other ladies. I believe it was the choreographer's carnival that they did. And it was just sick. I put it on my Instagram. I forgot to give you my social media. Twitter at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, Instagram at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, Facebook is Zonda, Zonda, capital FLEX. And Snapchat at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. But yeah, I posted and I shared that video on Facebook as well. Mary Poppins, definitely dope. All right, number two popper is, this is a little one, this is a mini. They call her Lil Phoenix. Now, Little Phoenix, I mean, yeah, they all of these poppers have mad moves, dope moves, that's crazy. But the one I'm gonna highlight for Little Phoenix is called the animation walk. Now, what you're doing, and this is at the 31-second mark of the video that I'm going to post there in the link, so make sure you check it out. But your arms, if you imagine doing a double arm wave, right, going out. So you're going to start this wave at the shoulder. So you're going to go shoulder, elbow, wrist, knuckles, out. Both arms at the same time, right? All right, so say if you did this. So you're doing a wave, double arm wave. You lift your foot up, wave it, and then when you land, the wave is out. Need your left foot, lift the foot up, wave it, land. All right, that's the walk. Now what you wanna do is animate that. So when you animate something, it breaks it into the two pieces, right? So it goes tick, tick, drop, tick, tick, drop. And you're taking one wave and you're breaking it into three parts. Now of course on hers, there's more than three. You literally see her breaking that thing like tick, 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 tick. That's advanced. We're talking about for our minis and juniors, right? So you got arm waving out, you're doing an animation walk, tick, tick, walk, tick, tick, walk, tick, tick, walk, tick, tick, walk. Definitely dope, and it's doable. I've actually taught that move to my class mad times, and they definitely, you know, can do that. You can do it with one arm, tick, tick, walk, tick, tick, walk, switch arms, cut, tick, doo, doo, cut. But working on the animation, you can also work on animation drills at the beginning of class by just hold your arms out to the side, and you can do the motion almost like you're doing snow angels, but break it down. So if you're going up, you're like up, 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 stop. Down, 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 stop. You put a beat behind that. Do good, do, 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 like that. So the animation walk is number two. Here's number three. Number three of the top five poppers is my man, Mad Chad. Mad, M-A-D-D, Chad, C-H-A-D. And of course, the style that I'm gonna highlight is called the robot. The oldest, one of the oldest moves in the history of hip hop. I love, matter of fact, if you go on YouTube and look up, I wanna say Jackson 5 Dancing Machine, Michael Jackson goes into this robot joint that's sick, right? Dancing, 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 doom, 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 dancing machine. Sick. But on this video, go to the 102 mark of the video, and I mean, you know, he just given us life with the robot. Now, if you go to my album, Hip Hop for Tots, I have a song for the little ones. It's called Time for the Robot. And it just gives you different moves on how to work the robot in. But it doesn't have to be difficult. You know what I mean? You can take it. You don't have to, you know, they're not going to like look like robots right away. But what I always do is add the sound effect. So say, for instance, I'll hold my hands down by my side and just lifting them like straight up in the air and then stopping. And I'll do a sound like, and I'll drop the left hand, drop the right hand, right? And you can robot a twist or flex, like you turn your arms to the right, twist your feet, twist your head. But definitely, definitely work on the robot, because the thing about all five of these poppers, the thing that they have in common, if they all have trained in robot dancing. All of them, all five of them that I'm naming. You'll see elements of the robot. Even if it's like, they'll do like mini robot arms, like elbow, elbow, hand, hand, fingers, fingers, right? Turn the head right, left, you know what I mean? So work on that. That is what Mad Chad offers us, is the blessing, the gift of the robot. Again, that's the 102 mark of the video. Number four, it's my girl. From Say You Think You Can Dance. Ya, 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 ya. Yaya is ridiculous. But she, and you know, I mean, I can go, you heard the podcast when I did the breakdown of her audition on So You Think You Can Dance. But I mean, Yaya can crump, she can pop, she can wave, she can tuck. But in this video, the style that I'm gonna highlight is at the 119 mark. And Yaya does something that I like to call puppet hands. So every time her muscles isolate, She's going to take the hands and let them dangle, right? So, you know what I mean? She'll move, and you see she's painted in all gold. My daughter was watching this movie, and she was like, is that a boy or a girl? I was like, that's a girl. That's Yaya. She's like, why does she have on that costume? I'm like, it's not a costume. She's painted gold. Isn't that sick? She's like, it looks weird. But you watch her. She'll be hitting. She'll be like, boom, gah. And now the hit sounds like this. She'll go to a position, boom, and then it'll go da-la-la-la-la-la because her hands keep moving. Boom, da-la-la-la-la-la. So work on just stepping and then dropping the foot and then isolating the body but letting the hands move like puppets, dangling puppet hands. And yeah, so that's Yaya. Number five, the final one, top five poppers, is Poppin' John. Now, Papa John is sick. It was hard for me to find one move. But the thing I love about Papa John is while he's popping, the footwork that he's doing is incredible. Like, he did this thing, too. I'm not going to highlight that on this podcast. He did this thing where it was like a remote control backwards foot. He wasn't even gliding. He was just stepping, but it looked like he was walking on the moon. Like, it was crazy. Check it out. It's on this video. It's right before the move I'm going to highlight. Move I'm going to highlight is at the 140 mark, and it's called the wiggle feet, right? So his arms are, he holds them still like a robot, but his feet are moving, and he's traveling using the heel-toe method, but he's going really fast. So it's like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So that's definitely something that's teachable to your younger students, and it's something, you know, it looks cool, and it's fun, and they have fun doing it. But it's the wiggle feet. The wiggle feet side move at the 140 mark, delivered to us by Poppin' John. Now, again, let me recap. Top five poppers. So you got Marie Poppins, Lil Phoenix. Number three is Mad Chad. Number four is Yaya. Number five is Poppin' John. Then I said this at the beginning of the podcast, the thing they all have in common is they worked on the robot. So I want you to, I'm going to put another link on there. If you want some more ideas for robot moves, I have a tutorial attached to this in the show notes. It's by my man LT Rowe. It's called How to Robot Dance. Definitely sick. And when you check that out, I'm going to put another link in there because LT Rowe has some online courses on there that I highly recommend to my dance teachers out there. So click on the link that I put in the show notes and check it out. It's all different kinds of, it's popping choreography, it's robot dance. I mean, he goes on and on, but definitely a good resource to have. All right, so there it is. That's the podcast this week. Thank you for listening and checking out Top Five Poppers. Definitely work on poppers. I was talking to my daughter in the car, and we have two boys on our competition team, and they both started off as dubstep popping dancers. And they have come into the studio, and actually since then, actually I have one that's graduating this year, but learned lyrical, modern, improv, jazz, tap, ballet, choreography, everything. But what they do naturally is just straight up dubstep pop dancing. And so every time I show a move to the minis, my daughter goes, that looks like Michael and Kenneth, right? Because it's what they do. And then the other day she came to me, she told me, she was like, I was showing Kennedy a move and how to pop. She's getting better at popping. I was like, oh, yeah? So, yeah, she's like, you know, she doesn't have it quite like Michael and Kenneth because they are the best at popping. But she's getting better, and I'm getting better, too. I was like, that's the sweetest thing. Nugget alert, little sweet nugget alert. But they're paying attention, you know what I mean? So once I made that decision that I'm going to go forward with this popping thing, this waving thing, because I want them to get it, you'd be surprised. Because sometimes it's like, I don't know if this stuff is getting through to them. But then you hear from a child just little encouraging words like that, and it lets you know that you are. So dance teachers, keep doing your thing. Keep applying that technique, you know what I mean? It'll make them better. You can make it fun at the same time. You know what I mean? You can put a dance together with you can use struts. You can do an 8-count of struts and do a 8-count of animation walk, then go into the robot, into the puppet hands, and then end it with the wiggle feet. And just take those five moves and go back to back. So shoot me an email. Let me know once you do your class how it goes. And if you post your studio or your students doing any of these moves, please send me a link to the video and I will put it on the website. All right, so there it is. Episode number 65. That's it. Yo, y'all have a blessed day. Keep doing what you do. Stay encouraged. And remember, always keep mentoring these kids because they're looking up to us. And on that note, I'm out. Yo.
Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.